Hey everyone, welcome back. You guys know we love to dive deep into the stuff you really want to hear about, and lately everyone's been buzzing about AI.
Yeah, it's everywhere you look right now.
Totally. But today, we're going beyond the hype. You sent in tons of questions about making AI actually work for your business, and lucky for us, we got our hands on this awesome guide that's packed with practical advice.
It's a good one. It really cuts through the noise and gets to the heart of what AI can really do for your bottom line.
It totally does. Like right off the bat, it stresses that AI isn't about replacing you with robots. It's about identifying those everyday challenges in your business and using AI to overcome them.
Totally. It's about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. We're talking increased efficiency, powerful data-driven insights, even driving innovation and creating an amazing customer experience.
And it's not just theory. The guy actually highlights this company that used AI to totally revamp their customer service, and boom, 30% reduction in response times.
Wow, overnight.
Practically. Imagine what that could do for your customer satisfaction. People are busy, they don't have time to wait around.
That's a game changer. But where do we even begin? You know, the guide keeps stressing this idea of being really crystal clear about your goals before you even think about AI tactics.
Absolutely. It's tempting to just chase the shiniest new AI tool, but if it doesn't solve a real problem you're facing, what's the point?
It's like buying a Ferrari when what you really need is a pickup truck.
Yeah, exactly. So the guide encourages us to start by thinking about those pain points that keep us up at night. Is it a bottleneck in your operations? Maybe your sales are stuck. Or perhaps, like many of us, you're drowning in customer service inquiries. It's about figuring out where AI can really move the needle for your specific business.
Love that. The guide calls it finding your AI why. So no more chasing shiny AI objects just because they sound cool. We need to be strategic.
100%.
Like the guide gives this really interesting example of a company struggling with inventory management. They implemented this AI system to predict future demand based on their past sales data, seasonal trends, even external factors like weather patterns. And get this, they slashed their inventory costs by 15%.
Wow, talk about efficiency.
Right. And they practically eliminated stockouts. So customers are happy, and the bottom line is happy. It's a win-win.
AI at its best. It's not about automating humans out of the equation. It's about giving them the tools to make smarter decisions.
Totally. And to make those smart decisions, the guide has this whole thing about defining what it calls smart AI goals.
I love that framework.
Me too. So it's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Basically, it's about making sure your AI ambitions actually align with your overall business strategy.
You know, I've seen so many companies jump headfirst into AI projects without a clear roadmap or measurable goals, and it almost never ends well. It's like setting sail without a destination in mind.
It's a recipe for disaster. But this guide, it's like having a compass to navigate the world of AI. Speaking of navigation, we can't talk about AI without mentioning data. The guide dives deep into how we can use AI to make sense of all the data most businesses are already sitting on.
It's like we're data rich, but insight poor.
100%. So the guide talks about using AI to supercharge your sales, marketing, supply chain.
Yeah.
Even HR can get in on the action.
And these are areas where even small improvements can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Imagine your sales team, instead of cold calling all day, they're armed with these AI-powered insights, telling them exactly who to talk to and when.
It's about having those targeted conversations that turn leads into happy customers.
Right. Or picture your marketing going from those generic email blasts to hyper-personalized campaigns because AI is crunching all that customer data, figuring out their preferences, and tailoring the message just for them.
Now that's what I call smart marketing. The guide actually mentioned the software company that used AI to analyze their marketing data and personalize their email campaigns. They saw their open rates shoot up by 25%, and even better, their click-through rates went up by 15%.
So it's not just about looking fancy, it's translating into actual results.
Exactly. Higher engagement, more clicks, that means more sales and happier customers.
Music to any business owner's ears. And it doesn't stop there. The guide goes on about the power of AI for things like supply chain management.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. No more nail biting, wondering if your inventory is going to show up on time.
Right. AI can optimize those inventory levels, anticipate potential disruptions, and basically make sure your supply chain is running like a well-oiled machine.
Smoother operations, lower costs, what's not to love?
Right. And we can't forget about HR. Imagine AI taking over those tedious tasks, like screening resumes, so your HR team can focus on more strategic initiatives.
Like finding the best talent and creating a fantastic company culture.
Exactly. The guide actually highlights a company that used AI to create these personalized onboarding pathways for new hires. So from day one, employees feel supported and empowered.
That's amazing. It's all about working smarter, not harder, right?
100%. It's like having a team of virtual assistants working behind the scenes, helping you optimize every aspect of your business.
And freeing you up to focus on what really matters, strategy, growth, and innovation.
It really is like having an extra set of hands or brains to help us out with all the little things.
Totally. It frees up so much mental bandwidth to actually focus on the big picture.
Exactly. And you know what's great about this guide? It doesn't just throw around these AI buzzwords. It gets really specific about which tasks are ripe for automation.
Right, like those administrative things that just suck up time.
Tell me about it. Data entry, scheduling, filing. Sometimes it feels like that's all I do.
I feel you. But imagine handing those off to an AI assistant. The guide actually gives this example of a marketing agency that used AI to automate their social media.
Oh, smart.
Right. So they were scheduling posts, generating reports, all that good stuff, but it was all automated. It freed up something like 20% of their team's time.
Get out of here. That's like an extra day every week.
I know, right? And then they could channel that time into things like client strategy and creative brainstorming, the stuff humans excel at.
The stuff that actually moves the needle.
Exactly.
Okay, but what about customer support? Because that's one area where you might think, oh, we need that human touch.
Right.
But the guide actually makes a really compelling case for using AI-powered chatbots.
Oh, yeah. Chatbots have come a long way.
Seriously. They're not just spitting out canned responses anymore.
And they're available 24/7, which is what people expect these days.
Instant gratification.
Exactly. People don't want to wait around for an email response anymore. They want answers now.
So the chatbot handles those routine inquiries, those FAQs.
Right.
And then that frees up your human agents to deal with the more complex issues that require empathy, problem solving, all those uniquely human skills.
Exactly. It's about augmenting human capabilities, not replacing them.
Love that. Augmenting, not replacing. Okay, so we've covered the more creative tasks, customer-facing stuff, but what about those number-crunching tasks that most of us dread? I'm talking about finance.
Oh, yeah. Nobody likes doing expense reports.
No one. But guess what? AI can handle it. Invoice processing, expense reports, all that stuff that just sucks the life out of you.
And AI is probably better at it anyway. It doesn't make those little mistakes that we humans do.
Right. And it's so much faster. The guide was saying that AI can process invoices up to 80% faster than we can.
Wow.
Yeah, which means you get paid faster, you improve your cash flow. It's a no-brainer.
Totally.
Okay, so we've talked about sales, marketing, customer support, even finance. But AI can also shake things up in HR. And I'm not just talking about using AI for hiring, although that's a whole other conversation.
It's a game changer.
Totally. But the guide goes deeper, talking about how AI can streamline the onboarding process.
Oh, interesting.
Right. So you can use AI to create these personalized training programs, even provide data-driven insights for performance reviews.
So it's not just about automating tasks. It's about making those tasks more effective.
Exactly. It's about creating a better experience for everyone involved.
Makes sense.
So with all this amazing automation, we're saving time, we're reducing errors, we're freeing up our teams to be more human. But what do we actually do with all this newfound freedom?
Good question.
Well, the guide suggests we turn our attention to the future, or at least trying to predict it.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Right, and that's where predictive analytics comes in. Now, I know it sounds kind of intimidating, but it's really not as complicated as it sounds.
So it's like having a crystal ball for your business?
Kind of, but instead of magic, it's powered by data. Basically, you're using all the data you've already collected to make smarter decisions about the future.
Okay, so like what? Give me an example.
Sure. Imagine you're a clothing retailer.
Right.
You can use AI to analyze your past sales data, factor in things like upcoming holidays, current fashion trends, maybe even the weather forecast.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then, boom, AI gives you this incredibly accurate prediction of what people are going to be buying next week, next month, even next year.
That's incredible.
Right. So you can optimize your inventory. You can make sure you've got the right stuff in stock and the right sizes and the right colors.
Smart.
And you can avoid those dreaded stockouts that lead to frustrated customers.
And lost sales.
Exactly. But it's not just about sales forecasting. The guide also talks about using predictive analytics to predict customer churn.
Oh, interesting. So you know which customers are thinking about jumping ship before they even do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Which gives you a chance to intervene, you know, maybe reach out, offer them a special deal, something to show them you care.
It's much easier to keep a current customer than it is to find a new one.
100%. And the guide mentions this telecom company that used AI to do exactly that. They were able to reduce their churn rate by 15% just by being proactive.
That's huge.
Right. And it's not just about predicting customer behavior. You can also use AI for risk management.
Oh, interesting.
So imagine you can analyze data from all these different sources. We're talking market trends, social media sentiment, even your internal data,
right,
to spot potential problems before they become major disasters.
It's like having a crystal ball, but for all the bad stuff that could happen.
Exactly. So whether it's a cybersecurity threat, a supply chain disruption, even something like a PR nightmare brewing online,
yeah,
you'll have a heads up.
You could get ahead of it, maybe even prevent it altogether.
Exactly. It's like having an AI bodyguard for your business, looking out for those threats so you don't have to.
I like that. Okay, so we've talked about automation, we've talked about predictive analytics, but there's another AI superpower we haven't even touched on yet, and that's personalization.
Yeah, personalization is huge.
Okay.
And it's only getting bigger. And you know what's really interesting? The guide actually challenges us to think beyond just using AI to make our existing businesses better.
Oh, like what?
It's talking about creating entirely new business models that are built on AI from the ground up.
Okay, now we're talking. That's where things get really interesting.
Right. And one of the examples they give is this thing called AI as a service.
AI as a service. It sounds like something out of a science fiction movie.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But it's becoming more and more common.
Yeah.
Essentially, it's like, imagine you built this amazing AI platform that can do all sorts of cool stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of just using it for yourself, you package it up and sell it to other businesses.
So it's like renting out your AI expertise.
Exactly. So if you're a small business owner, you don't need to hire a whole team of data scientists and AI engineers. You can just subscribe to an AI as a service platform and get access to all that power without the massive upfront investment.
That's brilliant. It democratizes AI, makes it accessible to everyone.
Exactly. And it ties into another AI-driven business model. The guide talks about subscription models powered by personalization.
Oh, now we're talking. That's the dream, right? Getting stuff that's tailored just for you.
Right. Like, imagine a subscription box that always seems to know exactly what you want before you even know it yourself.
Or how about a streaming service that only recommends movies and shows you'll actually love?
Yes. No more endless scrolling. No more decision fatigue. It's like having a personal AI assistant curating your entire entertainment experience.
That sounds amazing. Sign me up.
Right. And then the guide throws us another curveball, talking about data monetization.
Data monetization? That sounds a little bit Black Mirror, don't you think?
I know, right?
Yeah.
But it's actually a really interesting concept. Think about it. Businesses are collecting mountains of data these days.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of insane when you think about it.
Right. And most of them are just sitting on it. But the guide argues that this data itself can be a valuable asset.
So instead of just using data to improve your own business, you can actually sell it to other businesses.
Exactly. Like, imagine you're a grocery store chain. You've got all this data about what people are buying, when they're buying it, maybe even why they're buying it.
That's valuable information.
Right. And you can anonymize it, aggregate it, make sure you're not compromising anyone's privacy. But then you can sell those insights to food manufacturers, market research firms, whoever might find it useful.
That's actually really clever, turning data into a new revenue stream.
Exactly. But as with all things AI, it's about being responsible, being transparent, and making sure you're using this powerful technology for good. Okay, so before we get too carried away with all these amazing possibilities, the guide does offer a little reality check.
Oh, like what?
It talks about AI readiness. Because as much as we'd love to believe that AI is just plug and play, it's not that simple.
Right. It's not like you just buy an AI robot and it magically solves all your problems.
Exactly. The guide emphasizes the importance of having your data house in order before you even think about implementing any AI solutions.
So, like, what does that actually mean?
Well, first and foremost, it's about your data infrastructure. How are you collecting, storing, and managing all this data you're gathering?
Yeah, because data is only useful if you can actually access it and make sense of it.
Exactly. And then there's the question of data quality. Is your data accurate? Is it complete? Is it up to date?
Garbage in, garbage out, right?
100%. You can have the most sophisticated AI algorithms in the world, but if you're feeding them bad data, they're going to spit out bad results.
That makes sense.
And then, of course, there's the question of talent. Do you have the people in-house who can actually wrangle this data, build these AI models, and then interpret the results?
Right, because AI is still a relatively new field. It's not like everyone on your team is a data scientist.
Exactly. So you might need to invest in training your existing team, or you might need to bring in outside experts who can help you navigate this new world of AI.
It's a lot to think about.
It really is. But the good news is, this guide provides a really useful framework for assessing your AI readiness.
Oh, that's helpful. Like a checklist?
Exactly. It walks you through all the key questions you need to be asking yourself to make sure you're set up for success. And speaking of success, at the end of the day, it all comes down to ROI, right?
Of course. AI might be cool and everything, but it's got to make financial sense.
Exactly. And the guide doesn't shy away from that. It dedicates a whole section to evaluating the ROI of your AI investments.
So how do you actually measure something like that?
Well, it starts with defining your goals. What are you hoping to achieve with AI? Are you trying to reduce costs, increase revenue, improve customer satisfaction?
Right, because you can't measure ROI if you don't know what you're measuring for.
Exactly. Once you've got your goals clearly defined, then you can start tracking the impact of your AI initiatives. Are you automating tasks and freeing up your team's time? Are you seeing an increase in sales or customer engagement? Are you identifying and mitigating risks more effectively?
So it's about looking at the big picture and tracking those key performance indicators.
Exactly. And the guide provides some really useful tips and tools for doing just that. But even if you've got all the data, all the tech, and all the talent in the world, there's one more piece of the puzzle.
What's that?
Culture. You can't just throw AI at your business and expect it to magically transform everything.
It's about more than just the technology, isn't it?
Exactly. You need to create a culture that embraces innovation, experimentation, and data-driven decision-making.
So how do you actually do that?
Well, the guide suggests starting small. Don't try to boil the ocean with your first AI project.
Better to start with something manageable.
Exactly. Identify a specific problem or opportunity where you think AI could make a real difference. Maybe it's automating a particular task, or maybe it's using data to improve a specific process.
Okay, so start small, but then what?
The next step is to get your team on board. Share your vision for AI, explain how it can benefit them and the business as a whole.
Because people are naturally resistant to change, right?
Totally. So you need to be transparent about your goals, and you need to be willing to listen to your team's concerns.
Makes sense. So you're not just imposing AI on them, you're bringing them along on the journey.
Exactly. And as you start experimenting with AI, be open to feedback, be willing to iterate, and don't be afraid to fail.
Fail fast, learn fast.
Exactly. Because the most important thing is to create an environment where people feel comfortable trying new things, even if they don't always work out perfectly the first time.
That's so important for fostering a culture of innovation.
Absolutely. Mm. And as you start seeing those early wins, those small victories, make sure you celebrate them.
Yeah, because that's what keeps people motivated and engaged.
Yeah, exactly. It's about creating a positive feedback loop where people are excited about the potential of AI and eager to see what they can achieve with it.
Oh.
But amidst all this excitement, amidst all this talk about innovation and disruption, there's one more thing we need to remember.
What's that?
Responsibility. Because AI is a powerful tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for evil.
Right. It's not inherently good or bad. It's all about how we choose to use it.
Exactly. And that's why the guide dedicates an entire section to the ethical implications of AI. It's not just about what we can do with AI. It's about what we should do.
So it's about more than just following the rules. It's about making sure our AI systems are aligned with our values.
Precisely. And that means having those important conversations about data privacy, about bias, about accountability. It's about making sure that our AI systems are fair, transparent, and used for the benefit of everyone, not just a select few.
It's a big responsibility.
It really is. But it's a responsibility we can't afford to ignore. Because the future is here, and it's powered by AI. It's up to us to make sure that future is one we can all be proud of.
Well said. On that note, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. This guide has been an incredible resource, and I'm sure our listeners have learned a ton about how to unlock AI's potential for their own businesses.
Absolutely. We've talked about everything from identifying opportunities and building the right foundations to exploring new business models and navigating the ethical landscape of AI.
It's been an amazing conversation.
It really has. Huge thanks to Expert Speaker for joining us today and sharing your incredible insights.
It's been my pleasure.
And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has inspired you to think differently about your business and to explore the incredible possibilities of AI. Remember, the future belongs to those who are brave enough to imagine it and bold enough to build it.
Here's to the future.
Cheers to that. We'll see you in the next deep dive.